This May, don't miss Obsession, the best original horror in years.
I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
It's weird how you two are dating all of a sudden, like super dating.
I love you so much.
Obsession is insane and terrifying.
I think Nikki is going through something.
An instant horror classic.
I love you.
Obsession.
I would like to cancel Wish.
In cinemas now.
Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
It's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
This episode is a breakdown of the Netflix is a Joke festival that happened in Los Angeles from May 4th to May 10th. Wow. They did it 2 years ago, 2 years before that, and they pack in 50,000 shows in a week. It's insane. But Robbie Prah, Abby Launder, Emily LaFord, Ben Lin. There's a collection of characters at Netflix that put on this fest. Ted Sarando, shout out, which we'll get to in a second. And everyone comes into town for this. It is a who's who of who's that, and how do I get into this, and where's the party at? And just seeing in the wide shot, I look like a fucking... Go back to that wide shot real quick. I look like a softball coach that definitely sells weed to the kids. Oh, man. I'm actually not mad about this look. All right, back to the close. the festival starts off Monday, May 4th. First of all, pre-festival, let me just say this. Shout out to my girl, Jody Miller. There's a show called Comics Unleashed. Byron Allen hosts a show on CBS called Comics Unleashed, okay? And it's a roundtable for comics. Byron sets them up. So, Jill, I heard you like food? And then Jill goes into a bit about food. Sandy, I heard you've been traveling. Yeah, boy. And then Sandy goes into a traveling bit. They asked me to do the show. And I said, can I go on as a character? They said, sure. I said, can I go on as my character, Randolph Davies? They said, sure. So I went on Comics Unleashed as Randolph Davies, and boy, was it a fucking hoot. I think the episode comes out the end of May. I cannot wait. I will let you guys know, but what a treat. I was on with L. Orlando, Landon Hughes. Fuck. And Sandy Danto, my boy. And Byron Allen does a great job. It is quick TV. I did that in the afternoon, then I rush out of makeup to the Comedy Store to host two Netflix Is a Joke showcases for up-and-comers. Very funny comics on these showcases. Honored to host it. Hosting for industry shows is always a shit show, okay? Because I reminded them, I go, you guys are people too. So industry are people too. Laugh, encourage, support. And they ended up being just fine. Hosted those shows, and then hightailed it over to the Roxy, where Josh Adam Myers hosts the goddamn Comedy Jam with Bill Burr, Nikki Glaser, Jason Mraz, Jelly Roll, Brad Williams, Josh Wolf, Big J. Ogerson, and myself. I closed out the show with a little Alanis Morissette ironic. Shout out, Alanis. I love you. I wish I could see you live, but I don't know where you are or if you are touring. That was a blast. The goddamn Comedy Jam is always a blast. And that was the first night. And then every night there's a party at the Comedy Store. I didn't go that night because I'd been up since fucking 8 a.m. and this was now 1 a.m. And I was fried, dude. I was chicken fried steak. Whew. Done. And the only reason why I was not really DFW at a party is because I had to get up early Tuesday morning to get into Bruce Robbins makeup to go do a shoot for something I will be announcing very, very soon. Ba-dum. So stay tuned for that. And then we had a Bruce Robbins live show at the Comedy Store with Tony Hinchcliffe, Eric Andre, and Jeff the Owl. We hired a fucking giant eagle owl again. Check the episode out. It's on my YouTube right now, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. It's a wild show. Bruce Gray plays my son, Bruce Jr. Shout out to my boy, Scott, for all the magic tips and help. And it's a fun show. And I know there's a lot of people that go like, it's just Dr. Phil with a different fucking wig. No, it's not. But you know what? Comedy is all subjective. It will never cease to amaze me how many people just want to hate on shit, dude. And I don't take it personal because, look, I like what I do. Scratch that. I love what I do. And I take a lot of pride in trying to challenge myself creatively and trying to throw darts and really just, you know, create as much as I can and try to create as much joy and silliness and have fun. At the end of the day, it's all for the fun factor, okay? That being said, some people just wake up on the wrong side of the fucking pillow and they want to chop you down. And look, we've all done it. Part of being a human being is being a twat, okay? If you need to get online and tell me that the shit sounds like it's just Dr. Phil, it sucks, maybe think it in your head. Whatever happened to taking it to the grave? You know, RFK Jr. talking about biting off raccoon dicks, he put that in his diary to study them. Take it to the grave, baby. Facebook has given everyone too many opportunities to post every thought online, and maybe you don't got to. That being said, I had a blast making it. It's on my YouTube. We did the show that night. It was sold out. The crowd was awesome. A lot of laughs. A lot of people flew out to see the show. So, you know what? I'm gonna remember what I remember here. But you know what? You are entitled to your opinion, and I don't hate you for it. Wednesday, woo! Did a couple more episodes for my boom boom show, and announcement coming soon. And then took the night off. Had a lot of asks and opportunities to go see shows and party, and I have a lot going on this month. We have a Randolph Davies show, 2 at the end of the month at the Mothership. I've got a couple of stand-up shows coming up, Napa and then Eugene, Oregon at the Olsen Run Comedy Club, 6 sold-out shows, June 4th through the 6th, and then Australia and New Zealand for Dr. Phil and 10 stand-up shows, June 15th through the 27th. So there's a lot, and then I got all these other boom shows coming up. And there's a lot, and I'm not getting a lot of sleep, so I got to take it when I can get it. Wednesday, I chill out. Thursday comes, and oh boy, here we go. I mean, Kill Tony at the Intuit Dome, the Clippers Arena. Kill Tony at the Clippers Arena. Holy shit, 20,000 people. If you haven't seen any of the clips, I come out as Tony Hinchcliffe. Oh my God. We come out, I'm fucking full hinge. Full clift, coming out, just guns a-blazing, roasted and toasted Tony and the comics on the show. And it was a blast. Got a big pop, super fun. These arena shows are just wild, you know. Bucket pulls were pretty fun. Who was on with me? Harlan Williams and Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias. It was a blast. And then went to the Comedy Store for a little bit to rip it up. And again, had to get some sleep.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And can I get real for a second? Thank you so much. Look, I checked my bank account last month and I realized I was basically in a committed relationship with takeout food, like emotionally and financially. Every night, you know, I'll just order something and suddenly I'm eating pad thai at 11:45, wondering, who am I? Enter Home Chef. I gotta tell you, this has been a game changer for me and my wife. Home Chef makes cooking simple. That's all you want. They send fresh ingredients right to your door with recipes that are actually easy to follow and meals that taste legit. Too legit to quit, nope, to eat. And it's not just pretty good for something I made. I'm talking, dude, did I just become Wolfgang Puck overnight? I've made everything from steak dishes to pasta that felt restaurant level. And the best part is there's no stress, no long grocery list, no complicated prep. And the cleanup is super manageable. And that's the best. That's half the battle, is cleaning up all the crap. And it fits your schedule. Some nights I've got 30 minutes before shows or no time. And I need something right there in front of me. I need someone to put it in front of me and tell me to eat it. That's what she said. And they've got options for all of it. There's 30 meals to choose from per week. Over 30, in fact. So you're not stuck eating the same thing over and over. People love it. It's rated number 1 for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Customers save on an average $86 a month. That's insane. On groceries. Could have used that during my takeout era. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Holy hell. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. That's insane. Sign up, do it, feel good, feel better. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
On day three of leftovers for lunch, have a day off. Switch it up with a double cheeseburger for $2.49 on the McDonald's Saver menu.
Leftovers left the chat.
Talk about saver satisfaction. Served from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability.
Head to the coast in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. It's short season, and their new Seafade shorts add the perfect wash look to your fit. They're so easy to throw on and pair with everything in your closet. Complete the look with a new shirt and you're set. Prep for summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
So many temptations. So many, you know, come here, do that, do this. Everyone's in town. I mean, so many comics from New York and Austin and all over. And even people that are just on the road all the time in LA that you don't get to see. So you want to be around all of it. And then Friday was another episode, boom, boom, coming soon. And then Jelly Roll and Friends at the Greek Theater. Andrew Schultz, Big Jokers, and Tony Hinchcliffe, Catherine Blanford, myself, Jeff Ross. A lot of fun. The Greek Theater. I've seen so many concerts at the Greek Theater. Chicago, Dominic Fike, Head in the Heart. Man, it's an epic venue. I think 10 to 12,000. They do stand-up shows there. I've never done one. It was awesome. Outdoor stand-up shows are not my fave, but this was incredible. This was awesome. I did Red Rocks with Matt Rife and a few other amphitheaters, and crazy. And if you can do them, do them. Make that money and get that experience. But outdoor comedy shows, not ideal. I say that as I am doing the Washington State Fair on September 23rd. Tickets on sale right now, adamraycomedy.com. I cannot wait. Hometown, it's a Puyallup Fair, now the Washington State Fair. I grew up going to the Puyallup Fair. My friend Dwight Angle and I, shout out, met these two girls at a bar mitzvah in seventh grade. We said we'd meet up with them at the Puyallup Fair. We didn't have cell phones. We said we'd meet up at 1 p.m. They didn't show up till 5:30. And when we did see them, because they didn't show up to meet us at the meeting spot, so we bounced. We just said, fuck it, after 4.5 hours. We're like, we're not waiting for these fucking bitches after 4.5 hours of waiting. And then we see them at like the squirt in the clown mouth game with two other guys. And they're like, hey, oh my God, you guys are here. And I remember we were such cucks, dude. We were just like, what's up, guys? Who are these guys? Hey, what's up? Yeah, Adam, Dwight. No, yeah, no, we, like, oh, sorry, we just lost track of time. Yeah, no, we, so did we. We weren't even, we forgot you guys were even coming. So it's so cool you guys are here. Who are these guys? These guys are, oh, yeah. No, you guys are, oh, man, you guys are, what are you guys, like 40? That's so, oh, that's so not legal. Now they're here and over there. You get over it. You get over it. You got to get over it. But Puyallup Fair, Washington State Fair, September 23rd. So Friday, Greek Theater. Wow. Awesome crowd. I actually pretended, Jeff Ross and Tony ran their jokes for the Kevin Hart roast. I pretended to run my jokes for the roast that I wasn't on. We actually have a clip of that.
Some roast jokes for the roast of Kevin Hart. I'm not on it. But you gotta stay ready. And who knows, you know, they might need a substitute, you know? Tony's AIDS could flare up and they might, you know, go to the bullpen. So if you don't mind, I'd like to run a few of the jokes that I have prepared for the roast of Kevin Hart this Sunday on Netflix. Okay. Hey, Kevin. Sorry, movie Night School. Yikes. So what else we got here? Hey, is Jumanji Spanish for black dwarf? Kevin Hart, more like Kevin Fart.
All the workout videos and hustle talk, now you're slinging tequila. You're like Dark Wahlberg. All right, that sounded better in my head on the drive over here. The only job Kevin ever turned down was being the black box in the Epstein files. Okay, that's a good one. You guys were a lot of fun. Thank you very much. My name is Adam Wright. Thank you very much. Greek Theater, I love you. I'll take it. A two-person standing O. That's my mom and her lesbian lover. Are you guys ready for another?
And then Jelly Roll, as he always does, convinces me to take some dabs after the show, and I got high as a motherfucker. One thing I like to do now when I get a little too high is I'll hand a pretend kite to somebody, and then they'll take it and then go like this. So now I just hand it to myself. When I get a little too high, I just take the kite and I'll put it in my hand and I'll go, "Whoa, there I go," insinuating like I'm floating away. But the show was awesome. We went to the Comedy Store again and had a great time. Met up with a lot of homies, saw people again that just hadn't been around or hadn't been in town for a hot minute, and it was a blast. Saw my boy Adam Lefko, who does all the TNT and college basketball pre and post game, does a podcast with Shaq. Go check that out. And then Saturday, went to the Laker game, chilled out, had a relaxing day and night. And then Sunday, went to the Kevin Hart roast, got an invite, said I gotta go. Kevin Hart roast, go see my boy Shane, crush it. Everybody crushed. I thought everybody was funny. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You have your opinion. You either liked it or you didn't. It was racist or it wasn't. Great. Don't watch it. We're not going to stop. Comedy's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people that are out there doing types of jokes that you don't like. Don't watch them. They're jokes. Words. Dude, it's so funny how with everything going on in the world, that jokes are what we like really get up in arms about. I can't believe he said that. Yeah, I know. I can't believe he said that. Said, dude, you know what my mom used to say? I always think about this. Fundamentals. The same way you see like NBA guys not boxing out or following their shot. These are the things you learn in youth basketball. Follow your shot. Box out. Fundamentals in life. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? Hey. Great. Or make it funny. My mom used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Wow. I think she taught me that. Or was that just something that somebody, some old man whispered in my ear at a 7-Eleven? Hey, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Thanks, old man. Can you please stop touching me? Oh, I didn't know I was touching you. Can I have my Kit Kat back? I don't have your Kit Kat. Oh. Sticks and stones may break your bones. First of all, I don't know where that saying came from, because sticks and stones will break your bones. Why, how about just words will never hurt me? Just leave it at that. Hey, don't be offended by words. They're just words. How about that be the saying? What do we need to bring sticks and stones into the equation? Hey, you could get fucked up. You could get beaten and fucking have your collarbone shattered and your, by the way, and who's throwing sticks and sticks and stones, and who's throwing stones? And what are you throwing stones in my bones for? Sorry to get all Dr. Seuss on you, but leave that out of it. Words will never hurt you. Just live your life like that through that filter. Words won't hurt me. Dude, remember this one? Whatever you say, hey, I'm glue. Hey, if you were offended by the roast, the Kevin Hart roast and all the jokes, and you want to go on your pod and do all these things. This joke sucked. This joke was racist. You can't say that. You can't say this. You shouldn't say that. This person was great. This person wasn't. Who gives a fuck? So much stuff to worry about, dude. But go get those clicks. Go do what you can. Hey, all good. My mom taught me one thing early on. I don't know. She must have been sniffing fucking fentanyl. But she was like, look, say this if someone makes fun of you for being fat, which they did. People would call me the Jell-O Jiggler, and it fucking stuck. I still think about it now, clearly. But she would go, say this. I'm glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. No. You're glue. Whatever you say, here it is. Ready? I'm rubber. You're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Now, look, I was a fat fucking kid, so the whole bounce off me like was a little too on the nose and close to home, because, you know, then the kids would be like, yeah, we'll bounce off you off those big fat fucking titties. They'd call me penis and tits kid. That was the principle. It wasn't appropriate, but hey, you know, let's let bygones be bygones. I buried the hatchet. I think that principle's dead. So, tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. But I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say, bounce off me and sticks to you. There you go. Let the words fall, you know. The roast was funny. I'm going to leave it at that. Was it enjoyable? Yeah. To see it live? Unreal. Did I get to go kick it after? Yeah. Did I wander into an area where I saw my buddy who runs the Rocks TV department? Yeah. Shout out to Brian. He brings me over to Dwayne. Dwayne and I rip it up for about 30 minutes, and it was awesome. Awesome to catch up with him, man. The Rock is the man. He crushed the Kevin Hart roast. Again, it's all subjective, but he went off the cuff. And The Rock and I have talked at great length about how being off the cuff is our favorite thing. On stage, in the ring, we love it, dude. Feeding off the crowd and getting to navigate through the moment. Shooting from the hip, going from the dome, we love it. We chatted for a while about a bunch of shit. And then he goes, take out your phone, let's make a video. So we goofed around and made a silly video. Check it out.
All right, we're here with my boy Adam Ray. We're here at the Kevin Hart Roast. Thank you for coming out, man.
DJ, you crushed, dude. I heard that the titties were going to be out and on full display. And you guys are going to have to go to Netflix. You're going to have to go to Netflix to see them, the real deal live in the flesh.
The titties don't suck themselves.
The titties don't suck themselves. You can sign up for DJ's OnlyFans. I think it's like $49.99 a week.
Well, it's $9.99.
It's $9.99. Okay, yeah. It's affordable. I'm going to pitch you one roast joke just right, in case you run this back next year.
All right.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a can? Because his wife died.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, shit. Give me another one.
Hanging out with DJ feels a lot like my Little League games. Because my dad's not here.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have a fucked up relationship with your dad?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. Let's just take a swing, man.
Well, we should get into it. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
So when I was 10...
Actually, no one gives a shit.
Okay.
Always good seeing you.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Tell me really quickly, and I know this is on your Instagram.
Yeah.
But tell me about the characters you're doing.
Yeah, we got to shut the fuck up, DJ. I'm doing a bunch of characters, man. I'm on the road, adamraycomedy.com. For tour dates, DJ, see me live. He's actually got a ring cam set up in my bedroom, so you see me change. Yeah.
No, but wait, you're going to Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii in September. September, I think, 18th. Go to the website, adamraycomedy.com.
Check it out. This is my guy. Hawaii is my hometown. I can't wait.
We've been talking about taking a Terremoto swig
for
fucking years. Here we go. Dude, the best shit in the game. You know what it is. You know what that sounds like when you pop the cork?
Terremoto, baby.
Here we go. To live, to DJ.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Put your herpes on the left. Fine. Here we go.
That was my high school yearbook quote. Oh, shit. It's even better out of the bottle.
Congratulations.
I love you.
I'm thank so
you.
Happy for you.
Thank you, brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Please pop this in. Come here.
I love it, dude.
All right.
Dear Diary, DJ, touch me.
That was awesome. Shout out to DJ. He's got so much cool shit coming up. It was awesome. I'm surprised he wasn't at the Netflix is a joke brunch. It's the last thing I want to say. The brunch on Tuesday at Ted Sarandos' house was insane. Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, hosted a brunch. Everybody was there. Chappelle, Rock, Ali Wong, Craig Robinson, Ron Funches, Andrew Santino, Mark Norman, Nick Kroll, everybody. Eddie Murphy was there. I got to say this. I thought about this the other day, and I got emotional. My heroes growing up, Dave Matthews, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, Chris Farley, Robin Williams. I met Robin Williams when I was taking classes at the Upright Citizens Brigade. I got called up onto stage. If you were taking classes, you could sit in the crowd, and they would call you up, and you would jump on stage, and you got to improvise with the guys who ran the school. Robin Williams was guest performing that night, and I got to improvise with Robin Williams. And then I saw him later at the Improv Lab, and I took a picture with him. Hero number one. I met Adam Sandler when I did Voices in Leo 2, coming to Netflix soon. He was super nice, said I'm super funny. That was wild. Jim Carrey walked through the Comedy Store one night, back bar, when he was scouting talent for I'm Dying Up Here, the Showtime show loosely based on the Comedy Store. Boom. He locks eyes with me. I just go, he goes, hey, man. And I went, hey. Whatever. I was so shaken by that because I used to memorize Ace Ventura dialogue and recite it on the bus and impress my friends, and I was the funny kid and not the fat kid. Chris Farley, RIP, I'll never get to meet him, but goddamn, what a legend. Dave Matthews have recently become buds with. He's a fucking legend. He's as cool and kind as you want him to be and so silly and just a goat, and I can't believe that I even have his number and we text, and it's wild. Eddie Murphy is walking around. We take the big Netflix class photo, and I walk out, and I go, fuck it. I go, Eddie, turns around. No one's around. I go, I just got to tell you, man, I'm a comedian. I do a bunch of characters. I'm hugely influenced and inspired by you. You are a fucking legend and an icon. Everything you do turns to gold. Thank you for all the laughs and the memories. I hope you have a great time at the brunch. And I put my fist out, and he goes, my man. And give me a bump. And he goes, I appreciate that. And he took it in, and that's, dude, Jimmy O Yang goes, dude, I saw all that from afar. That was wild. I go, should I have asked for a picture? He goes, no, dude, you played it perfectly. Well, maybe you should have. I go, fuck. But I'm glad I didn't. I wanted the picture. Sometimes you just need the memory. Sometimes you just need the memory, dude. I can't believe I even, but just to tell him that felt so good to be like, thank you, dude. So much of what I do is because of you. And I can't believe you've stayed funny this consistently and this hard. You deliver every time, man. And it's inspiring. And being inspired is, those moments are few and far between. Again, I'm speaking for me. I always like to not speak generally. For me, being inspired is few and far between. So when you can fucking find something and be inspired, latch onto it, man, and ride it and just find all the ways to use it as fuel. I love you guys. Great week here in L.A. for the Netflix is a Joke Fest. Congrats, Netflix. Congrats, L.A., for hosting a great time. Come out and see me on the road. The Who Is Me Theater Tour is alive and kicking, baby. Napa, Eugene, Oregon, Australia, New Zealand, Florida. We got Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale coming up in July. And then, dude, the hits keep on coming. Holy shit. All fall. Bozeman, Montana, out of the Late Show. Salt Lake City, Louisville, Kentucky, Hawaii, Anaheim, San Diego. Chicago's coming. Philly, Madison. All at AdamRayComedy.com. We can also get your Adam Ray Tour merch. Tons of new merch online. Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. And a big announcement coming soon. I love you guys. We'll see you in the movies.
Inspired by jet engine silencers, the Dyson HushJet Purify powerfully purifies the entire room quietly, capturing pollen, allergens and pet dander, removing odors and harmful gases such as NO2 day and night. HushJet, powerful compact purification that's quiet.